We're on the telephone with Dr. Helen Jensen, who is an economics professor at Iowa State University, and we're going to visit about a new poll which shows how consumers are coping with rising food prices. This poll was released recently by the Center for Food Integrity. Dr. Jensen, as you look at the numbers in this poll, I guess, what are some of the things that kind of stand out as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think that what stands out to me is that consumers are doing different things, have different ways of cutting back on or trying to cope with rising food prices. These include behavioral changes, clipping coupons or visiting different stores. And what I think may not come out here, but they're also doing things like changing what foods they buy, substituting within groups of foods to hold down expenses.
I noted here possibly eating a little bit less than they have in the past and maybe preparing more food at home.
I think that one of those of preparing food at home has been one way that many families cope. That is, maybe some of it could be buying partially prepared or fully prepared food from takeout or retail markets instead of going out to eat. That'd be one way where you might be able to substitute some of the beverages then from your home supplies that would save quite a bit of money. I don't know that people are necessarily eating less, but they're certainly eating different kinds of food. So you might substitute chicken for steak or hamburger for steak, lower priced cuts of meat.
Do you have any sense on, speaking of meat there, whether they are starting to slow down on their meat purchases? Meat prices have held up very well through all this.
Meat is an important part of the food budget, and certainly one area where, in terms of relative share, it's one of the more costly parts of the food budget. But people, it's an important part. So what we do find is that people do continue to buy meat. There has been a shift and slowing down of food away from home, and one way that people do that is they're purchasing more meat for direct consumption at home. So it's kind of what's not picked up well in some of the food surveys is that shift from away from home toward home, or shift from the higher service restaurants to maybe fast food or some family-style restaurants.
Also wondering, do you sense that consumers are putting more, should we say, more of the blame on farmers for the higher food prices than maybe they are on some of the other aspects of the food chain?
Well, I think that from what I've seen is some concern about when it's not so much blaming farmers as it's maybe some recognition of the higher price commodities, corn, being used for energy. And so there is, if there's blame, I don't think it's figuring that the farmers are trying to get at consumers, but a bit of a frustration with not fully understanding the source of some of the change in food prices, what's behind it.
So I guess in conclusion, as you look at a survey like this, again, I guess what do you draw as far as a conclusion, as far as how consumers are coping with rising food prices?
Well, I think one thing we need to recognize, and this is an average, it doesn't speak to all consumers, but on average, our food budget, the share of our income going to food is very low compared to other countries. And we may be facing a change there that it's no longer going to be quite as low as it used to be. People do look very closely at buying healthy, and I think a recognition that what we eat does have an effect on health. So people are making trade-offs both for quantity as well as quality on foods. I think that's important, and it probably means we may end up spending a little bit more on food out of our dollar that we bring home in income.